This is a hidden front line between Russia and Ukraine, a front line of cyber espionage and cyber war. Some of the blurred faces are Russians who Ukraine and its Western backers are trying to trace for allegedly committing war crimes. Russian cryptocurrency transactions are also being monitored. "We're analysing the movement of Russian digital assets," she says. "The black circles are the crypto wallets of those registered on the blockchain. The yellow circles are the crypto exchanges. We know cryptocurrency helps finance the killing of our soldiers and civilians," she says.
"Since the beginning of the year, there have been 47 major anti-Ukraine cyber campaigns. 44 of them happened since the invasion. I'm talking about campaigns. I mean multiple attacks against governmental bodies, the private sector, internet providers and telecommunication companies."
Experts say Russia's cyber warfare aims at undermining public confidence in Ukraine's leadership. It also targets sectors involved in the movement of military personnel, equipment, money, and people. They say the attacks began accelerating after Moscow's annexation of Crimea in 2014, but have grown more aggressive in recent months. The attacks include a February the 10th attempted hack of at least 21 companies involved in the production and distribution of liquefied natural gas. Then the day before the invasion, February the 23rd, there was a so-called wiper attack targeting various Ukrainian government ministries. We're calling him Alexei to hide his identity. He's one of what's estimated to be thousands of Ukrainians working for the government and private sector or as volunteers in the so-called Cyber Army, a loose network of hackers that have appeared since the start of the war. Alexei is involved in both defensive and offensive operations. He claims to have helped in an attack on one of Russia's biggest banks.
"The Cyber Bank website was hacked so badly that even the company shares crashed. Other specialists concentrate on crucial Russian infrastructure. They find access to Russian video surveillance, communication and navigation systems. An attack on the Russian aviation industry was so strong that they switched to paper documentation. They wiped out approximately 70 terabytes of information."
Ukraine gets millions of dollars worth of cybersecurity assistance from Western intelligence agencies, private contractors and international companies including Microsoft and Cisco. A widely feared Russian cyber attack on Ukraine with so-called spillover effects and global consequences hasn't happened. Poor Russian cyber offense, good Ukrainian defense, some experts say. But the war in Ukraine has become an experiment in cyber warfare on an unprecedented scale. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.